Senator Colk.
I'd move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail, and the sergeant will be instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is our Senate chaplain, Reverend David Hennen, from St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Buffalo.
Let us now ask for God's blessings. Dear Lord, we gather here once again because you have given us a mission. Oftentimes, your ways are unknown to us, and that is why we turn to you now to lead and guide us today. Send your blessings upon all those gathered here in this chamber. These men and women are committed to serve our state because they all want what is best for all people. Every time they are faced with an obstacle, may they see it as a chance to use the wisdom that you want to give to them. There is never an issue that cannot be solved because of the gifts and talents that you have given to these senators. Every time they experience cooperation and agreement, may they thank you for your goodness and kindness. There is nothing this group cannot accomplish as long as they submit to your power and grace. We know your special grace is present today, and we never doubt the wonders that you will bring about through the work of our senators. We make this prayer, Lord, in your all-powerful name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Poga, Miller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Uyghur, Wolf.
A quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications. There are several printed on today's agenda on pages 1 and 2. Please make note of those executive and official communications. Moving to the third order of businesses, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted. House file number 978, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There's no Senate action necessary on that message. Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. There is one printed on page 2 of today's agenda, first reading. Moving to the fifth order of business, there are several reports printed on today's agenda, and there is one to be read by the Secretary.
This one. Senator Roebling from the Committee on Finance, to which was re-referred Senate file number 509, a bill act relating to elections, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended, and that when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. Amendments adopted, report adopted.
Senator Colk.
Madam President, I would move that the committee reports printed in the agenda as well as read by the Secretary be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Moving to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on the bottom of page 3 of today's agenda, second reading of Senate bills. Under the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's Senate bill introductions. There is one change on page 2. Senate file 1260 will be referred to the Committee on Local Government and Elections. The others will be referred as indicated, first reading. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are 10 authors' motions that are printed in today's agenda on page 4. Those will be taken as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Rosen.
I move that Senate do not concur on the amendments by the House to
Excuse me. You need to take it from the table.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Table, Senator
Thank
Rosen.
You. I move that Senate File 626 be taken from the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Rosen.
Thank you. I move that the Senate do not concur on the amendments by the House to Senate File 626 and that the Conference Committee on three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Koch.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bill be made a special order for immediate consideration. House File number 52, which is number 47 on your general orders.
Senator Koch has designated House File 52 as a special order. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. House File 52 is the companion to Senate File 13. And I suspect you may have been hearing throughout the session from many of your cities as to what's happening with the variance bill, which was in our chamber was Senate File 13. This bill was made necessary by a Supreme Court decision in around the end of June that it's called the Krumenacher versus Minnetonka case that made the current practices of our cities in interpreting their authority to grant variances from their zoning ordinances not only unworkable, but not allowed, unconstitutional. And the court essentially directed that they weren't passing judgment, but they said that the term that is in the statute has a meaning that means that unless you can, there's no other use to which you can put that property, you could not get, grant a variance. And so that had not been the basis from previous court cases, which I don't believe it ever reached the Supreme Court. And so the standard from case law and previous decisions had been the operating standard within cities. The counties had the city was actually operating fairly consistent with the county standards. The court also suggested that it might be wise to bring consistency to the county and the city standards. And that's what this bill does. The reason that we're taking up House File 52 is that it started over there, and the bill was amended, removing some language that took away the support of both the cities and the counties, which is pretty big. There have been a number of stakeholders that have been working on trying to make provide for language that would be acceptable to all and would not add to the authority nor take away from it, but just make it clear. And so when that language was removed, that's the way the bill went to the House floor. We were working over here to get some agreement on that language, and it was coming close. And so the House took the bill up in the form that they had it and explained that the Senate would amend it with the appropriate language when they sent it over to us, which is what, in fact, we did. It was sent to the local government committee, and we put the language in place, amended the bill with the language that had been agreed on, that made it clear, and that also regained the support of the cities and counties. I have been following this since the Supreme Court case came down, because Minnetonka is one of the cities that I represent in part. And I've also been a former mayor and city council member, and so have some sympathy and understanding of the challenges of granting variances, of doing the right thing, having an appropriate process with criteria for their applying their zoning ordinances, but also respecting the some of the reasonable kinds of uses to which the property could be put and still be satisfactory and fit in with their community. And so the Senate file, or House File 52, has been amended and is agreed upon and is now before us for our action, and hopefully to send it back to the House, which could act on it possibly even later today, and send it to the governor for his signature. There's a lot of people waiting for this because there's some lineups for some variance requests that ultimately mean some jobs for people. And so that is a very important aspect of this bill, not to change the authority, but to clarify, respond to the Supreme Court's recommendations, and give us a workable law that our cities and counties can live with compatibly. So I stand for any questions, but I would urge your support of House File 52.
Members, just so that you are aware, there is an unofficial engrossment of House File 52 that is in the folders underneath your desks. Senator Vanderveer.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that pursuant to Rule 41.2, that I be excused from voting on all questions pertaining to House File 52.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Further discussion on House File 52. Seeing none, the Secretary will give House File 52 its third reading.
House File Number 52, a bill for an act relating to local government, third reading.
Further discussion on House File 52. Seeing none, the Secretary will give House File 52 a roll call. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Moving to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the Senate Commerce Committee, I'm sorry to stomp on your lunch, but as you know, we just recessed moments ago to make the floor session, and I would like to reconvene immediately if we could, or let's just say at 12:30 sharp, and I believe we can finish up the last two bills. There is another committee meeting in that room at 1 o'clock, and we will get done right away. So at 12:30, Commerce Committee will reconvene.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session: Senator Scheid and Senator Latz all day. Without objection, they are excused. Further announcements of Senate interest, Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, if all of the male members of the Senate would pay attention, someone has left their glasses in the men's restroom. And I think they might even still be there. So if you're missing and fumbling around for eyeglasses, you could fumble around in there.
Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I would now move that we adjourn until tomorrow, Wednesday, April 27th at 12 noon.
Senator Koch moves we adjourn until Wednesday, April 27th at noon. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.